for this week's injury persona wrap, rather than going through all of the key injuries from the weekend, I'm going to do things a little bit differently. I'm going to dig into one of the specific personas and talk about poor old Tommy Trbojevic and what might be going on for him and this pattern that seems to continue endlessly. I'm Ian Hawkins, and this is Sport is Life. The purpose of sport, as I see it, is to see your vision become a reality. Find your voice, create strong connections, and learn to trust your body. In this week's weekly persona wrap, I want to focus on one of the actual personas, and that's the bad luck persona. Poor old Tommy Trbojevic, injured again. He got injured apparently in the captain's run the day before the game. He was clearly not 100% with his knee strapped, and then with 15 minutes to go in the first half, he does his other knee, and it was clear that he just couldn't fully stride out. Never made it past halftime. Basically hobbled around for 15 minutes and then didn't come back after the break. Now, again, I'm just hypothesizing based on the fact that I don't know the full details. This is what I'd be thinking about, what's going on for poor old Tommy. When there is a reoccurrence of a situation, it becomes part of your identity. And again, I'll preface this by saying this is not saying that he's deliberately sabotaging himself, but at a subconscious level, it has become part of his identity that he's the player that gets injured, that he's got so much potential, that he keeps getting injured. And it's heartbreaking to watch. I can only imagine what is going on in his head. It must be so frustrating. Like, you can see it written all over his face, and there are times he just looks so downcast, and yet he seems to be such a positive guy, right? But it's that attachment to this part of your identity that keeps you stuck. And when something happens, yeah, there are certain underlying things, but then when it starts repeating, it becomes more than just you are reacting to something that's going on at a subconscious level from it, like a, you know, what the body's telling you about the injury, and instead it just becomes just something that is just part of who you are. You know, those people that seem to be sick all the time, they seem to be repeating those patterns of illness. Now there's a whole lot of other different areas that I could go into. Like, sometimes it's a subconscious attention-seeking thing. That was definitely a pattern that I was running for many years. It came from a moment when always wanting my dad to come to my sport. I'm one of five, so the reality was that it was never going to happen a great deal, and we had to be spread pretty thin between my mum and dad, and they did a pretty good job of that given, yeah, trying to, I don't know how they got us all around, to be honest. I remember getting lifts occasionally, but most of the time they were taking me. Yeah, but I wanted my dad to be there all the time because as a kid you just want that attention, right? And I remember my younger brother getting quite sick, appendicitis, and then my dad helping out with his team one year, and he'd never really coached any of our teams. And I remember asking my mum, because I was like, oh, why is he helping out my brother's team? And he said, well, maybe it's because he got quite sick and he just wants to make sure he's okay. Well, that was enough for my subconscious to imprint that injury or illness gets attention. And then I went on a path of getting injured quite regularly. I remember doing my ankle the first time in a football game, and I was really emotional because I felt like I was letting the team down. I couldn't go on at halftime because I just, yeah, was in too much pain but wanting to. That's a whole other pattern, the not wanting to let anyone down, and we'll get into that in another episode. And then repeating patterns and getting up, completely shattering my leg, realizing that I still wasn't getting the positive attention that I wanted there. If anything, I was getting negative attention. And not really realizing it until probably about 5 or 6 years ago when I'm still playing football and I'm realizing that I get frustrated at the younger players that I'm coaching, that when they get injured and stay down and aren't able to mentally push themselves past it. Apologies while I let the dog out. Frustrated at those teammates that maybe had copped an impact injury, wasn't impacting their mobility. They could keep playing, but they would go off. They would then maybe sit out a few weeks, and that was just frustrating me endlessly. So I would continue to play on, including I broke my fibula, which is not weight-bearing, so you can continue to put weight on that leg. But I tried to play on because I just didn't want to let anyone down, and I was just pushing because, again, that was the hard wiring for me. But at the same time, while I was pushing myself in the game and not letting injuries get in the way unless I physically just couldn't do it, at the same time, I was looking for sympathy after. So I'd carry on, but then after the game, and then sometimes for a long period of time, I would whinge and moan and, again, attention seeking from the injury. Now, that seems crazy at a logical level, of course, but subconsciously that was the pattern that was running out, and it took some time for that to actually register and then look back and then unpack it and realize where that had come from. So that could be a possibility for Tom as well. I'm more likely thinking that it's that bad luck element, because he certainly doesn't appear to be enjoying the attention. He actually, if anything, he's trying to downplay it and keep it really low key and then just be determined to come back. But it's more likely, I would think, is that bad luck. Like, he's now attached to this bad luck. You know, he's the guy that just seems to get so much bad luck, and it's just become so part of the identity that it's repeating. And yeah, again, if I come back to how you apply that to your life and your situation, it's like, what patterns are you running around your injury, illness? Do you just seem to get to the point where you're getting back and you're firing and you're fit and things are going well, and you have a setback, an injury or an illness, and it curtails your fitness regime? And then, again, what usually happens is there's a setback, and then you get yourself back to fitness, and then you do the whole loop again. Something to think about, definitely, and something to dig into. So at that level, at that high performance level, we can't afford to be having players who are getting injured that consistently, particularly someone as important as Tommy is. Like, when he's playing, he can just about carry any team to a victory. And think back to some of those State of Origin performances going back 4 or 5 years ago. He was just phenomenal, like almost untouchable, making meters at will. He's a big, strong lad, that Eastern European background. It's and then the skill, the accelerator. Yeah, just got everything. But even a couple of times this year when he was looking fit, he'd almost have like 10, 15 minutes just going absolutely gangbusters, and then just inexplicably making mistakes. It's hard to watch, and from the outside looking in might be hard to fathom, but it's that subconscious patterning that is taking over at that point and creating situations, scenarios that manifest in the injury. Now, you might think, well, that's just coincidence and all those things, but when you start seeing these things regularly from your own experience, from helping people with illnesses and injuries, and also looking in and doing the research around the different specifics around parts of the body, you start spotting patterns and you start seeing patterns that just make too much sense. And then when you address that particular area through the same pattern and you get results, then you see that this is just makes sense, just works. The example I usually use around the specific body parts, around the shoulders, like how many people just carrying the weight of the world on their shoulders, and they do shoulder injuries. It's a bit of a family thing with me and my brothers. We've had different shoulder struggles. My dad used to have similar sort of thing, just like that glass shoulder when we're trying to throw. So again, it comes in generational patterns as well. These things repeat until someone breaks the cycle. So for Tommy, that's what I'd be recommending. He doesn't need more. I mean, he obviously needs physical rehab, but more than that, he needs some mental and emotional rehab. He needs to bring in a circuit breaker to shift whatever that part of his thinking is stuck in old patterns. You look at the more recent research about the plasticity of the brain and the ability for the brain to create new neural pathways, and the possibilities are endless. At a really simple level, it might be just diving into when this pattern of bad luck began. Quite possibly it began from quite a young age. I don't know about his history and his youth. I don't remember hearing that he got injured a lot when he was younger. So maybe it's actually something more recent. Maybe it's an event that's got nothing to do with his football. Maybe it's something that happened to someone close to him. If it's around legs, it's often about moving forward. It's often about stability. It's often about being able to stand up for yourself, lots of different things. Maybe he's had some other challenges there. And again, without being able to have a conversation with him, I'm speculating. But what I know is if you can address whatever it is, the pattern it is, change the pattern, create a new pattern, create a new habit, that injury goes away and that bad luck becomes a thing of the past. Can't change the history, but you can change your logical reaction. You can also change that subconscious reaction, create all new outcomes, and put him on the path to where I'm sure he really wants to go. I can't for a minute imagine that he doesn't want to have all that success, but there might be part of that as well. Maybe he's a bit over it, but he keeps going as a responsibility. Again, can't imagine that being the case, but you just never know. You just never know. I look at the amount of people that play different sport and turns out that they don't actually enjoy it, they don't actually like it, they just happen to be good at it. And yeah, that's a whole other thing as well. Again, don't imagine that's the case with him, but yeah. All very interesting stuff, but there is definitely much better solutions than purely doing the physical rehab, because we want to remove those patterns, we want to change those patterns, and that is absolutely possible for you too. So yeah, start looking for the patterns, because self-awareness is the first step, and then there's a lot of different ways you can then change that pattern, shift that pattern. Some of that you can do on your own. If you're like me, you want to fast track it, and you much prefer someone to talk you through it. And if that's something you're looking forward to, then of course reach out, and I'm more than happy to see if that's something I can help you with. And if it's not, I'll be honest about that as well, because I'd much rather point you in the direction of something that is going to work than me taking you down a path that's only going to make things worse. I'll leave it there for today, and yeah, I'll speak to you tomorrow. You've taken the time to listen to this whole episode. Now it's time to take action. Commit to one thing you've learned today and make it happen. And to avoid any obstructions, join the Sport is Life movement by clicking on the link in the show notes.